Ollie, your team played their part in what was an entertaining game tonight, but unfortunately no reward.
No, it was certainly an entertaining game. You know, we conceded 4 goals at home. We haven't conceded that, I think, since maybe we played Dundalk here a couple of years ago. Look, it was too open for our liking. We didn't start till half time, but credit to Longford. They scored twice in the first half, could have had a third, and they played on the counter in the second half and got 2 more. They're a good side, they're decent, but I thought in the second half, you know, we worked so hard to get back at 2-2, and we made some very poor mistakes for the corner kick that they got for the third goal, which ended up being the winning goal, and the way that we defended the resulting corner itself. You know, we gave away a very, very silly corner. It was about a minute after we had equalised, and that basically killed us. So look, we need to lick our wounds and go to Galway on Friday and try and get something out of that, which will be more difficult again.
Yeah, well, even at 3-2, Ollie, your guys, I mean, they didn't throw in the towel. There were chances there. Deavers had a half chance. Paddy McCourt had a header. So could have got back into the game again.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, we did get back in. We worked so hard and empty the tank to get back in. And, you know, maybe in hindsight, had you lost the game 2-0 and you kept people fresh for Friday, it might have been better. But to be fair to them, the second half, I thought we were very good. Attacking-wise, I thought we opened them up. First half, we weren't good enough. We didn't play until we were 2-2. And look, in this standard, that's too late. Even though we did get back in and I felt it 2-2. Had we kept that score for a couple of minutes and go again, I felt we might go on and win it. But credit to Longford. We got away with murder down in Longford. They know that. We know that. And they probably came up here, and while they deserved to win, they played some very good football, to their credit.
You were clearly annoyed at half-time, Ollie, as well, with, I take it, some of the decisions that didn't go your way towards the end of that first half.
Well, there was a penalty that should be fair to Chris Mulhall, who was on the bench at Longford and came on and was involved in a lot of the incidents. You know, even he said you could hear the slap for that penalty. You know, would it meant we'd have got a result if we scored it? No, I'm not saying that at all. But it was a poor decision. You know, I felt the referee got it wrong. But I'm not blaming that for losing the game. It got beaten 4-2. But does it make any odds getting beaten 4-3? No.
And what about at the end then? A disappointing way to finish with the red card?
Yeah, most certainly.
What happened there, Ollie?
I need to look at the video, and I've spoken to the officials and I've spoken to the player himself. Look, it's unprofessional. It's you know, it's hard enough without that, but that's only ourselves to blame. We can't blame referees for that. But that just means we're another player down for whatever length of time that is, on top of the number of injuries we have. And, you know, some lads will struggle to recover for Friday. You know, the likes of Paddy has played Friday, Monday. You're expecting him to go to Galway, and it might be a bridge too far for him along with others. So we're back down to the bare bones again. Unfortunately, we're short Mark Coyle, who's picked up an injury as well. John O'Flynn is struggling. So it's a difficult one to get out of. But to be fair to Longford, they came here and tried to win and went for it, and they won, and credit to them. I can't fault our lads from half time on, bar the last minute of the game that you're referring to with the discipline problem. But the first half, we didn't show up, and that's probably what annoys us most.
Yeah. So Longford tonight, Galway on Friday night, then it's UCD. These tight and difficult games are coming thick and fast, Ollie.
They are, yeah, all good sides, and that's what the division is. It's a serious division. It's as, you know, it's as good a first division as I remember before my time. Don't mind my time in it. And if you're not at your studs, you'll get punished, as what happened in the first half today. You know, we probably haven't got a big enough panel either to struggle with suspensions and injuries. And, you know, we'll be patching things up to go to Terryland. We have a very, very poor record down there. And, you know, we were playing a full-time side in it as well, so that will take with it its own problems. But look, we'll lick our wounds here and we'll move on and get recovered tomorrow and see where we're at on Wednesday.